What's going to happen on Sunday night?
All right. Well, I think the thing with it is, Andy, I think that, you know, they got to win on first down. They got to be a manageable because those keep drives alive. And the longer you can drive them, the longer you keep that dude off the field. Mm-hmm. And it goes with the sustained drives. Don't let their run game be effective.
Yeah.
You know, don't – I mean, Pacheco, he's out and everything, and they got some other dudes, but they're not as good as he is. Don't let their running backs, you know, be effective in this game. And don't let 15 have the ball last. With a chance to win the game.
Yeah, I had that one too.
Yeah, don't let them have the ball last.
If you do. Be up by more than eight.
Yep. If they do, you're just going to have to deal with it. Yep. Because we've seen, and I'm not saying it would happen here, but we've seen the history of what happens when he gets the ball last.
Yeah, and that's right. That's not even about the Falcons. Yeah. That's about him doing it to everybody. Like, we all know what it's going to be like on Sunday night at 11:15 if the Falcons are up by six and Patrick Mahomes has the ball with 90 seconds left. Everybody's going to have the same thing go through their mind. Now, you could stop him. He doesn't score a touchdown every time.
Right.
Usually he does, and you know he's going to get some help from the refs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I had that written down. Don't let him have the ball last with a chance to win it. Now, if you can have more than a two-score lead in the fourth quarter, that'd be great. I know that's asking a lot, but that would really help. Mine was beyond just don't let their run game be excellent without Pacheco. You need to dominate the matchup. I think Bijan played better than Saquon did on Monday night.
I do too.
Bijan's way better than these guys that they have at running back on Sunday night. So you need Bijan and the Falcons run game, because Algier needs to be a part of it too. 9 carries for 53 yards on Monday night feels about right, doesn't it? Like, if you get Tyler Algier somewhere between 7 and 10 carries, that probably means the run game's going well.
Yes.
Don't you feel like that?
I agree.
Like, because he needs to touch the ball.
Yes, he does.
He had 3 carries in the first game, and I think that was a lot because of game situation. They probably wanted to get him the ball more, but everything went out the window because TJ Watt was ruining everything they wanted to do. If Tyler Algier can get around 10 carries, he's probably going to have around 50 yards. I need Bijan to touch the ball about 20 times.
Yes.
Because he had 15 or 14 carries the other night. 15, I don't know, 15, 18, 20 is probably good. Depends if you're up, you're trying to run clock or whatever. But he's also going to get 4 or 5 catches as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get him there's no such thing as too much Bijan right now. Like, he's the engine of the offense. You get him going, everything else sort of follows that. And that happened on Monday night.
Let's get Kyle Pitts involved.
That'd be great.
Let's get Kyle Pitts involved.
That'd be great.
I think, you know,
because the win on Monday and the fact that he had a catch on that final drive kind of glossed over some of it.
Yes.
But
Kyle was in blocking more.
We're 2 games into another season where Kyle Pitts is not really involved in the pass game.
And I don't think this has nothing to do with Kyle Pitts.
I don't.
They're not Dalvin's number.
Right.
I don't think he's an opportunity.
I don't think he's an opportunity. Again, like, at a certain point, I don't care that much. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, it's like, you got to get him the ball. Whether it's dial his number or get open or whatever it is. Like, I don't want us to be in October trying to figure out why Kyle Pitts isn't getting the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Whether it's him or they're not throwing him the ball, they're not dialing him up, whatever it is, like, we got to have a game where it's like, there he is. There's Kyle Pitts. He had a touchdown week one, but he still didn't get involved that much.
I agree.
He had a catch on that final drive on Monday night, but he still didn't get involved that much.
I agree.
They won the game, so we didn't talk about it. We're talking more about the good drive and Mahomes coming to town. But if they don't win against the Chiefs and Kyle Pitts has another game, what do you have? 3 catches for 20 yards, that's going to be a conversation again, as it has been every year.
So I'll say it like this. Kyle Pitts has to be the best tight end Sunday.
Great.
Yes.
That would be if Kyle Pitts is the best tight end Sunday, the Falcons most likely win.
He has to be the best tight end Sunday.
Yeah, and my final one, I've said this all week, is don't let this be the night where Mahomes and Kelce get it clicking, because they're going to.
Yes.
I mean, the first 2 weeks they haven't done it yet. So that, you know, obviously that's a big ask for the safeties and the linebackers, depending on what the defense is on a given play. But those guys have to do a good job against Kelce, because you know what the relationship is between those two guys. Those two guys right there can kill you, just the two of them.
They're Siamese twins. I think that the Falcons win this game. I think they win it on a late Younghoe Koo field goal.
I'll take that.